بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا نزم فهو بلاغ الدادة الشيخ هذا الشاح محمد أختر ساحب دامت بركاتهم. And the title of this نزم is أبني مالك کو راضي کرے خوب هم. أبني مالك کو راضي کرے خوب هم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم. دوستو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستاں, ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوگی دنیا میں ہم. دوستو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستاں, ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوگی دنیا میں ہم. خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل, خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل, کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم. دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں, ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم. دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں, ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم. صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل, 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 ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو, ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم. درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو, ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم. سارے ارض و سما اور شمس و قمر, سارے ارض و سما, سارے ارض و سما اور شمس و قمر, دیکھ کر پائیں گے اپنے خالق کو ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم. دل کے ملنے کی بات کچھ اور ہی، ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم، دل کے ملنے کی بات کچھ اور ہی، ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم، سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے، سختیاں ہمارے شیخ سختیاں نہیں کرتے، پیار و محبت کرتے ہیں، سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے، مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم، جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، وہ کہ انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم، اختر بے نوا کی صدا میں صدائے سنو، اختر بے نوا کی صدائے سنو، اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم، اختر بے نوا کی صدائیں سنو، اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم، اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم، اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم، جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، ہو کہ انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم، دوستو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستاں، ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم،
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. This very valuable and important poem, we may let us pay attention also, and may Allah bless us with the reality of what Hazrat has explained here. اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم. Let us make this resolve that we are going to make Allah happy, that Allah must be happy with us. And as we read in the poem, this is the main thing, that Allah must be happy with us. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, in whose heart there isn't the love of Allah Ta'ala, ہو کہ انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. Though he appears to be a human being, but he is less than a human animal also. A dog also, if it gets a piece of bread from your door, it's loyal to that door, it does not leave that door. And we, everything we getting from Allah Ta'ala. If we have a worker and we are paying him weekly wages, and 5 days, Monday to Friday, he didn't come to work, Friday he come and ask for pay, we'll give him one kick, catch his ears and throw him out. What pay? You didn't come to work, what pay you want? We don't make our 5 times namaz, but Allah never kicks us out, never let us sleep hungry. And if we have a student, a worker who doesn't pay attention, his mind you can see clearly is in all other things, the student also not paying attention at all, how angry doesn't the ustad, the teacher, become? In our namaz, we don't pay any attention, but yet Allah does not deprive us in any way. How much Allah Ta'ala gives. So if a person doesn't please Allah and fulfill his duties, though even that animal Allah gives rozi, Allah will give us also. And Allah gives us still the best to eat, the best houses to live in, the best cars to travel, the best clothes to wear, but we are not fit for it at all. We should make Allah happy. Allah is the one who has given us our existence, our eyes, our brains, our heart, everything, and we still displease Him. And after eating His rozi, we make Shaitan, His enemy, happy, and we make him unhappy. Can this ever be a human being? That the person who pays you, the person who showers favors upon you, not pays you, who showers favors upon you, and then you make his enemy happy. After the strength you get and that, you will make his enemy happy. That's not a human being. He's less than an animal also. Dosto sunlo tum kuch meri dasta. Hazrat says, listen, pay attention to what I've got to say. Ek din phir nahi honge dunya mein hum. One day we won't be here to tell you this again. Everyone has to leave this world. So may Qadr, while Hazrat is with us and the great advices he's giving us, we should listen to them. Ha ke tan mein nahi hai agar dard dil. If Allah's love is not in this body, koi qeemat nahi khaak hai sirf hum. Then we have got no value whatsoever. Then we are only sand. That is all. It's just a biological body. It isn't a body of Allah Ta'ala. So we should have the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has created everything just to find Allah. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ To recognize Allah. And from Allah's recognition, automatically the love of Allah comes. To whatever extent a person has recognized Allah consciously, to that extent he will have the love of Allah. That Allah made me, I was not in existence. Allah gave me existence. I came in this world, even a bird, even a fly, everything. What damage of Allah? That Allah created us, brought us on the stage of this world, and showed us all His great ni'mat and favored us with His great ni'mat. This is such a great ni'mat. And then Allah Ta'ala made us human beings. Then He made us Muslims. He made us in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What great favors of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So if a person hasn't got the love of Allah, if he doesn't think of these favors, if somebody deposits 1,000 rand in your account every day, every week, and you don't even care to think who is it who's depositing this in my account. You're just using it up wildly, and you don't even care that I must at least acknowledge, at least appreciate, say Jazakallah to the person. That person is not a human being. That somebody does that favor to you. And what is 1,000 rand? Even every second if somebody gives you. Allah's favors upon us, and the favor of existence, the favor of Iman. What great favors, but we don't think about it. We don't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So to find Allah, otherwise this body is just a body of sand that will turn to sand, no value attached to it. Koi qeemat nahi khaak hai sirf hum. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi. A person has got no value in the two worlds. If he's only sand, what value has he got? Ha, agar aap ki ho nigaah karam. Yes, if Allah showers His kindness, looks at us with mercy, then we have got some value. And our value is not by anything else, even by our iman, because we don't know how our mort will come. If Allah's kindness is upon us, then we have got value. Not even by our amal. Even if we do them 100% correct, it's not compulsory upon Allah to accept it. Our value is, and a person should think in all the various acts of his life, while walking, sitting in the car, wherever it is Allah happy with me or not? Allah is watching me now. I don't know if Allah is pleased. Allah, be happy with me. That is the most important thing that nigahe karam. And we got nothing by which Allah can be happy. It is only by His karam that He becomes happy with us. So we should beg of Him, oh Allah, you be kind, or you be happy with us. No matter what great alims we can be, what great jihad we can do, and what great amal we can do. But if Allah is not happy, that person has got no value whatsoever. And we have to beg of Him. We can't force Allah. We can't bribe Allah. There is only one thing, and that is niyaz, to beg of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if Allah is happy, and a person has got nothing of this dunya, he's got everything if Allah is happy with him. And if he's got everything of this dunya, but if Allah is not happy with him, he's got absolutely nothing. Sohbat ehle dil se mila dard dil. And this love of Allah, the place to find it, fas'al bihi ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. You want to know who is Rahman, and you want his rahmat and his kindness and his karam, then ask those who are informed of him. Stay with them, and that is where we will get it. The love of Allah, the understanding of it, the ma'rifat we'll get from Quran Sharif, from kitabs. But just like you have everything on your computer, until you don't click in the right place. If you did everything after doing a laborious work, and then you click delete by mistake, everything of yours is gone immediately. So just like that, we have to click with Ahlullah. That is where this love of Allah clicks in, and we get it from there. We can do all our effort, make our zikr, make our ibadat, everything, but then we have to click onto Ahlullah. That is where then it will come onto us. Warna paate kahan se ye daulat bhi hum. Hazrat says, and every person who has found this treasure will have to acknowledge he got it from the man of Allah. Otherwise, where will we get this love of Allah Ta'ala? Knowledge we can get, we'll get from Darul Ulooms, from our asatiza, and ma'rifat we'll get, ponder in the creation of Allah Ta'ala, but the love of Allah rubs off on a person when he stays with the man who have got love of Allah Ta'ala. Dard dil seekhna hai agar dosto. Oh my friends, if you want to acquire, learn this love of Allah, if you want to acquire it, saath mere raho, phir sikhayenge hum. Hazrat says, stay with us for a reasonable time, and then we will teach it. It will rub off onto you. Just by staying with them, it will rub off onto that person. A person who has got jaundice, he's got jaundice, but his sheet also turns yellow. His pillowcase also turns yellow. So just like that, if we stay with the people of the love of Allah, that love of Allah has to rub off onto us also. And how much we have the aqidah, the love, the respect, and we have that honor of that person in our heart, so much more quicker and so much more greater we benefit. Sare ardo sama or shamso qamar, looking at all the skies and the earth, the sun and the moon, dekh kar pa gaye apne khaliq ko hum. That is where we recognize Allah. If a person just thinks every day, meditate for a little while, that oh Allah, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. What a great thing. And Allah's creation, Allahu Akbar. Allah has created a thing like time. Today we don't even recognize time. We are living in time. Whatever happens, happens in time. But we don't even recognize it. We don't recognize it. Allah created it. If we have to make something, can we ever think of creating a thing like time? Time is not just that it happened and it's here. Allah created time. What an abstract thing. We can't feel time, we can't touch time, we can't see time. Allah created time. And then again, Allah Ta'ala gave us a means to measure time. The sun and the moon are to measure time. Our five times namazes are measured with the sun. Before sunrise, Fajr. After Zawal, midday, Zohar. Before sunset, Maghrib, Asr. After sunset, Maghrib. So long after sunset, Isha, it's measured with time. And then our months, etc., all measured with the moon. And Allah made the easiest things for us. To measure time with the sun, everyone can see the sun. It's now about sunrise, it's Subah Sadiq, it's time for Fajr. Everyone can easily see the sun is gone past the middle point. Just put any stick or anything down and you can see the shadow is increasing now. That now the sun is going to set, it's Asr time, Allah made it so easy. Then to calculate the months, Allah made it with the moon. So easier again. You just look at the moon, new moon, and the whole world can see the new moon. Allah made it so easy. With calculations, it's difficult. Everyone won't be able to calculate. People living in villages where there is no one with any education, how are they going to calculate? Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. You just look at the moon. So, and all this, these are benefits. But the main benefit, that who made it? That must be the first, that is the biggest benefit of everything. We can take out all benefit from all things. Even our peach that we eat so sweet, that leech, that mango, appreciate it by all means. But first think, who made it? How did Allah Ta'ala make it? Colorless waterfalls. And water falls on the ground, which has got no taste, no color, no smell or anything. It falls on the ground, which we regard as useless. We walk on the ground, we kick the ground, we spit on the ground. If you do toilet, actually you're doing it on the ground. Sewage goes there. But if you don't have a toilet, you do it on your ground, on the ground. Everything. So that water that falls on that ground, فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. It is Allah then who takes out all different types of fruit. Who this mango and what varieties of mango. And then the color of the mango, the taste of the mango, where did all this come? From the water, from the sand. And the taste, the color, the smell. You have a pineapple in your house, you have a guava in your house. How nice it smells. Who made all this? We enjoy all this, but the real price is not 5 rand, 10 rand. The real price is to recognize Allah. Then we have paid the price and we make shukr to Allah. You gave me this year. So Allah Ta'ala's favors are unlimited in the whole world. If you look at the heavens and the earth, the morning when the sun rises, when it sets again in the evening, those beautiful scenes are there on the place of sunrise and sunset. But the bigger beautiful scene is in the heart to recognize Allah. And then to be connected to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah gave us all this. And unlimited favors of Allah in His Qudrat in the heavens, the earth, within insan himself, everywhere. In animals, the Qudrat of Allah, in everything. So Allah Hazrat says, Sare ardo sama, or shamso qamar, dekh kar paage apne khaliq ko ham. That is where we found our Allah. When Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi was asked, how did you recognize Allah? He didn't read the ayat of the Quran. He says, I saw a mulberry leaf and a silk worm. And then it eats the silk worm eats the mulberry leaf and produces silk. That silk worm didn't go to any technicon, college, university to learn how to make silk. But the university people go and learn from it how it's making silk. They study it in detail in botany and all the subjects that how does the silk worm make silk. And that silk that it makes, that silkworm so weak, you can just crush it in your fingers. The mulberry leaves, you can just crush it. But it makes that silk, that if two elephants pull at a piece of silk, they can't tear it apart. Elephant, which is such a strong animal. Bulletproof vests are made with silk. Silk is that a bullet can't penetrate it. What is the qudra? Who made it? Where did the silkworm learn? Who taught it to make it? What is in the mulberry leaf? What is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi was asked, how did you recognize Allah? He said that I saw an oval white office, an egg, oval white office, with no window, no air vent, not even say such a small hole like the prick of a needle, completely closed. And I saw after 21, 28 days, a living chicken came out from it. The chicken was living in there. It needed oxygen. Without oxygen, try it. Once the chicken is born, just block its oxygen. The chicken will die immediately without oxygen. Where did the oxygen? Did the mother put oxygen in there? What oxygen? Where did the oxygen come in? The chicken was living. It needed food. A human being's child in the womb of the mother, Allah put the umbilical cord by which it is being fed. After 4 months, life comes into the child. Then it is being fed by the mother's menses of every month. So this chicken, what connection? Where did its food come? Who gave it? Allah Rabbul Izzah. And nobody can deny it. It's happening in front of our eyes all the time. When we eat the chicken and we enjoy it, think a little, how did the chicken come? Without the egg, the chicken cannot come. How did Allah Ta'ala make that egg? And how Allah from the egg made the chicken? This is to recognize Allah. Enjoy your egg, no problem, whichever form you like it. Enjoy your chicken, whichever form. But the main enjoyment is to recognize the maker and the creator. And if we don't recognize him, we are just eating chicken after chicken and egg after egg. But we don't recognize Allah, then we are worse than that person. That every minute somebody is putting 1,000 rand in your account and you don't acknowledge. That dog that gets a piece of bread from your door is loyal to you. When we not loyal to Allah, we are worse than dogs and animals also. So the recognition of Allah, that is the most important thing. Dil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi. To have this heart, this is something else. When a person gets a heart, like a person when he falls in love with one woman, how he feels, he's so happy and everything. When you get Allah, you fall in love with Allah, the creator of love, the place of love is the heart. Allah is the creator of that love. Allah can change that love into hatred at any time. Allah is the one. So Allah's love, if a person gets it, dil ke milne ki hai baat hi kuch aur. That is but something else. When a person is in love with Allah, saath rehte hi go ek muddat se hum. So Hazrat says that though we are staying for a long time with the Shaykh, but the day we get that love of Allah, that will be a different day. And we staying with the Shaykh also, if a person fulfills the adab, the etiquette, then he will benefit. Otherwise, if it's a hot day, we got the air con on, but we leave the windows open and hot winds from outside, 50 degrees centigrade, the heat is outside and we leave the windows open. It's a cold night, you got your heater on, but you're leaving the windows open and the cold wind is coming. So if we don't, while we're staying with the Shaykh, we haven't closed the window of gunas, of the eyes, of the tongue. Whenever we are free, with our friends we sit, we backbiting about people, we wasting our time, etc. Then how can we get? Though we're staying so long, but we're not finding the love of Allah. We're coming to majlis also, but when we're going, then we're looking at other women again. We may not making parda, etc. We're not looking after our eyes. How are we going to find Allah? Many times I've explained, one friend of ours who was a diabetic, and once when his sugar level went up very high, he had to be hospitalized. There, under supervision of the hospital, the nurses, the doctors, they're giving him insulin, they're giving him medicine, everything. They're controlling his diet, his food, but his sugar level just going up all the time. It baffled them. They're going against all the theory what they have. They couldn't understand till when the nurse found chocolate wrappers under his pillow. He pulls a blanket over and he's eating chocolates up there. So all that, so much supervision right under the Sheikh's nose. And the Sheikh is looking after him so well, but still he's not getting Allah's love. Under the blanket, he's doing all other things, other gunas he's involved in. Today's cell phone time, where and where a person gets contact, what and what. Then how can a person find Allah? So we're staying for a long time, but we're not finding Allah because of parezi. We're not making parezi. We're not staying away from guna. If we stay away from guna, we'll get Allah very soon. Sakhtiya shaykh ki hai fana ke liye. And one very important way to find Allah, until we don't annihilate ourselves, that I am nothing, until pride is in us at whichever level. And so in front of the Shaykh, it is very easy to completely humble oneself. From there we have to learn, we should be humble in front of the wife also, humble in front of our workers also. Doesn't mean they take advantage of us, but humbleness. There we show a bossy attitude. There we show an arrogant attitude. How will Allah come? A person who has got pride in him, Allah doesn't come in the heart of that person. When a person humbles himself, Allah comes in the heart of that person. So the Shaykh, if he does, he's a bit hard, he shouts, he reprimands us, then that is for fana, in order that we annihilate our nafs, destroy this nafs. Hadrat has explained very beautifully that the earth is here, the moon is there, the sun, the earth and the moon, and the sun's rays are falling. When it is the first night of the moon, that is that time when the earth is directly in line with the moon. So the rays of the sun doesn't fall on the moon. So you just see it on the little edge, if you see it a little bit. Then as the days move, the earth moves away. Like that, more sunlight is falling on the moon. So it's becoming now brighter, brighter, brighter. Till the 15th, the sun is completely moved out of its way. So the moon is fully bright. Just like that, our nafs also. As long as our nafs is in the way of Allah's rahmat, then nothing happens. Our gunas, when they block that rays of Allah Ta'ala, and now the nafs is dark, nothing can happen. Move the nafs out, and then Allah's full rays fall, and then when you reach the 14th full moon, and one of the ways our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh says, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah, his face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. Hadrat explains this, that by continuously making our zikr, then it will bring, like the first night, hardly any light in the moon. Perhaps just a little bit the crescent we see. And then it becomes brighter. So by reading La ilaha illallah, more and more, those amal will come, which bring the nur. And those amal of darkness, they will start moving out, until you'll reach the stage where you become like the 15th full moon. And in fact, on the day of Qiyamah, you'll shine. In this world, your akhlaq will be like that. People will respect you. People will honor you. And what you will feel in your own heart when there's light. We know anywhere, if there's darkness and no light, a person is frightened. He doesn't know if he has to climb stairs and it's dark there. He can easily trip. There may be something on the way, and he can fall, he can break his head also. But when there's light, you can see everything. So by the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, this light will come, darkness will move out. Mat samaj usko hargiz sitam. Never ever think that this is like my Shaykh hates me, he's swearing me, he's just doing it for the benefit. Like children commonly, when parents shout them, and if one child, for example, had made a mistake 2-3 times in the day, then the child feels, my mother hates me, my father hates me. That's a common thing with children, that my parents don't like me, and I want to run away from the house. My parents don't like me. Where can that be true? Parents are doing it for the benefit of the child. They are telling you so that you can come right, not that you go more wrong and do more wrong things. Akhtar be nawa ki sadai suno. Hadrat says that listen to me, and Hazrat humbles himself. He says, I am nothing, but listen to what I've got to say. Apne malik ko razi kare khub ham. Let us determine, resolve, that we want to make Allah Ta'ala happy. That Allah must be happy with us, and we have to choose the amal, etc. But more than all of that, the greatest thing, to beg Allah that you be happy with us. If Allah is happy with a person, everything is there. And Allah doesn't need anything to be happy, and you can have everything, and if Allah is not happy, Allah is not happy. But the sign of Allah's happiness, He gives you tawfiq, that your dressing is according to His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your amal are there, which He loves, namaz, all those amal, all those things that you have, then it's a sign that Allah is happy with you. So may Allah Ta'ala, but together with all that also, we still have to make dua. We can have all the amal, but if Allah Ta'ala is unhappy, and we cannot force Allah Ta'ala, and we don't know, perhaps with all our amal, there may be one thing with us. Like for example, your wife, You just got married, she's so beautiful, akhlaq, everything very happy, but her mouth smells very bad. Eh? Now you have to keep your distance, you can't, that one thing what is in there, or anything else, she's got a terrible body smell, or whatever anything else like that, or the husband has got something, the wife can't come close to the husband. So everything else, so we don't know by Allah what there may be. We look down, we think bad about people, we look down upon people. We don't know, Allah can be unhappy with us on account of that. So therefore, we have to be very careful. We might be doing everything right, but we harbor ill feelings with regard to ulama, for example. What a dangerous thing. You know, with other people, we just say, and today, shaitan works also in such a way, we hear something about some person, even about great ulama we hear, shaitan makes those rumors. If they have to ask, who told you? We heard. Who is, from who you heard? You can't pinpoint. Shaitan makes that word goes around. And it's amongst all the people, but who said? Nobody knows now who said it. Now you're thinking bad. You got no proof. The instruction of the hadith is that you must first find out. Before you talk about it, before you establish a firm idea in your mind, find out, is this, but we just hear. People are just talking about somebody, and then we also accept it. And so, Allah may be very unhappy with us on that account. We don't know what and what that Allah is unhappy with us. So therefore, a person must just have tawbah, istighfar. We can never do without it. And without Durood Sharif, we can never do. And beg Allah Ta'ala, seek His help all the time. In this kitab, with regard to sunnats, an important subject is discussed here. Ayyam haiz or nifas mein tarke jima. When the woman has her menses and also her nifas after childbirth, then during those days you should not cohabit, should not have sexual relationship with the wife. That is also one hukam, one law of Sharia. Shariat mein qaid nahi, pabandi zarur hai. In Shariat there are regulations. We are not prohibited from having relationships with our wives, but there are certain laws with regard to that. Lekin ek waqt mein yahi hal khana, lekin ek waqt mein yahi halal khana haram ban jata hai. Food Allah has made halal, it is all halal, but in roza it is haram. You cannot touch it. All whatever your halal, you reared the chicken yourself, you slaughtered it yourself, you cleaned it yourself, what can be more halal than that? And you didn't allow a non-Muslim's eyes to fall on that chicken. How tayyib and pure is not that chicken? But in roza it is haram for you. You can't eat it, it's haram for you. Yani roza ki halat mein. Bilkul isi tarah marad ke liye biwi se jima jaiz hai. In the same way, you have married your wife, she is your wife. Now she is halal for you, 100%. Lekin ayyam haiz aur nifas mein, usse sakhti se mana farmaya. But very strongly and very with firmness, Shariat has prohibited that you indulge in sexual relations with your wife during the days of her menses and nifas after her childbirth. Akhir kyun? Why is this? She is your wife. You're doing everything, and during those days also you're supporting her. You're giving the house to live. You're giving her food, clothing. Now why are you not permitted? Jadid science tahqeeq ke mutabik, according to recent modern science research, ayyam haiz aur nifas mein nikalne wala khoon intihai zehreela, tezabi aur mutaffan hota hai. The blood that comes out from the woman during those days, that blood is extremely poisonous. It's got a terrible smell also, and it is very harmful, that blood in every way. Kyunki ye aurat ke jism ka hissa nahi, isliye uska nikalna bhi zaruri hai. This was, it's not part of the woman, therefore it had to go out. The dirt had to go out. You clean your house, and the dirt, you must throw it outside now. So the dirt which was there had to go out. Ek sahib, and if it doesn't go out, the woman will have problems also. So it is bad, dirty blood that has to go out. Ek sahib ko kasrat se behoshi ke dore parte the. One person used to become frequently unconscious. He should just become unconscious. Bahut ilaaj karaye. He tried lot of treatment, لیکن افاقہ نہ ہوا, but he did not no benefit. علاج کے غرض سے تشریف لائے, he came to this doctor for his treatment. اور معلومات کے بعد پتا چلا, when this حکیم asked him questions and found out what his life is like, he found out کہ موصوف ایام حیض میں ہم بستری میں مصروف رہے, that during the days of menses he was still having sexual relations with his wife. اور اس دن سے یہ کیفیت مسلسل ہے, and since then this condition is remaining, that he just, that dirty blood is causing this, that he becomes now unconscious. ایک خاتون کو گردن کے ارد گرد دانے پھوسیاں اور زوردار جلن تھی. A woman had lot of around her neck, lot of pimples, and lot it was burning a lot, and a lot of allergy and skin rash, etc. موصوفہ کی تشخیص پر when she was examined, ان کے خاوند نے مذکورہ کیس کی نوعیت بتائی. The husband said the same thing, that during those days he has relations with her, so it has an effect on the woman, it has an effect on the man also. ایک صاحب کے پیشاب کی نالی بند ہو گئی. One person, his urine got blocked, urine wasn't coming out. Catheter کے ذریعے پیشاب نکالتے تو پیشاب خارج ہو جاتا. By a catheter, when the urine was taken out, it used to come out. خود بخود نہیں آتا تھا, it shouldn't come out on its own. تحقیق پر پتا چلا کہ موصوف ایام حیض میں جمع کرتے رہے ہیں. It was when they examined him and asked him his questions, they found out that during those days he is having relationships. Islam امن سکون اور صحت کا مذہب ہے. Islam is a religion of peace, of tranquility and of good health. اس سے بغاوت سراسر مرض اور بے سکونی ہے. Going against the laws of Islam is totally and openly you are inviting diseases and you are inviting yourself to be in problems. ایام حیض اور نفاس میں جمع سے کون سے امراض جنم لیتے ہیں؟ Which diseases come about when a person has relationship during those days? ان کی تفصیل کچھ یوں ہے. یہ is given a few. The first few of them, syphilis, gonorrhea, I don't know if I'm pronouncing them right, but all HIV diseases. Though or you're sleeping with your own wife, but during those days and you're causing HIV and these diseases to come into you. Pinta, Reiter's disease, Pishab ki jalan, that when you urinate it burns you. Pishab ki rukawat, where urine doesn't flow freely. Pishab ki gudud ka waram aur sozish, prostrate. Pathri ke amraz, the stone in the kidneys. Khawatin mein ayyam ki rukawat, the days that the woman had to get her menses, they are blocked, they are not coming. And that causes terrible headaches, migraine, what terrible, and her moods go haywire if the blood doesn't come out. Khawateen mein sharamga ki kharish, and at her private part, then she has rash, etc. Khawateen mein raham ke waram, in her womb, it gets swollen, it swells up. Ye tamam amraz jo ke medically taur par mustanad kutub mein maujood hai. And these are all written in reliable medical books, all these things. Is waqt hote jab insaan fitri qawaneen ko tod kar, this all happens when man breaks the natural laws of Allah Ta'ala, khaish nafs ki taraf gamzan hota hai, and he just wants to satisfy his desire in those days also. This then are all the problems that a person has to face. We are so fortunate that our Shariat has guided us and told us how we should conduct ourselves. And if we do, our health is good, our happiness is secured, everything. How much more a person will bring? Allah has given in Islam only those laws which are only good for us. For our good, healthy life, prosperous life, healthy life, those are the laws Allah gave us. Allah hasn't made anything haram in Islam which was good, but as a punishment. That was on Bani Israel. That many things that were good for them, but as a punishment Allah made it haram. For us only those things, and the more greater a haram is, the more harmful it is for us. So may Allah let us understand and stay away from all haram, makruh, najais, everything. In our eating, in our drinking, in our living, in everything. And those things which Allah has made for us are exceptionally important, very, very beneficial. And let us not let them go out of our hand in any way. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, we read about the heart. That the heart is the most important and we should be conscious of the heart. Each one of us think, we read it last week, over the week, who of us thought of our heart? That I must be conscious, correct my heart. That I've got two terrible enemies with me, nafs and shaitan. If we know anyone, just somebody in our town, in our business circles, family circles, anyone who is jealous, he doesn't like me, how we think about it and how we want to save ours, even if we don't think bad about that person, that I must protect myself from him. Nafs and shaitan, open enemies, but we don't even ever think. Heart is the most important that we have to pay attention, but we don't pay attention to that. Qalb-e Saleem ki tafsir. What is a good, healthy heart? A heart, as it comes in the Quran Sharif also, that it can be qalb-e saqeem, a sick heart. So is our heart healthy or is it sick? Just like when we do, for example, our test for cholesterol, and then it is tested in five ways. If we do, what's that, full test? What's it called? All the good cholesterol, the bad fats and the good fats and all that come. One is only cholesterol. That doesn't give you the true. Anyway, whatever it is called. So, yeah, also five tests to see if the heart is a good heart. Jab qalb salih hota hai, usko qalb saleem kehte. When the heart is good and healthy, Quran Sharif calls it a qalb saleem, a good healthy heart. Qalb saleem ki panch tafsir Allama Alusi rahmatullah ali ne ki hai is ayat ke zail mein. Allama Alusi, one of the greatest mufassirs of the Quran Sharif, he has given five tafsirs of what is a healthy heart from the ayat of the Quran Sharif, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Remember that day when your wealth is not going to help you, your children are not going to help you, only if you came with a good, healthy heart. That is all what is going to help you. Now what is that healthy heart? Us din mein ke najat ke liye na maal kaam aave na aulaad. That day when now your wealth is going to grant you salvation and help you, not your children. Magar haan, uski najat hogi, jo Allah ke paas, kufar aur shirk se paas, paak dil lekar aavega. A person who comes with a heart that has got no kufar, no shirk. And the five signs by which we all, myself and all of us, we have to check ourselves whether our heart is healthy. The five signs are, first one, alladhi yunfiqu ma lahu fi sabilil bir. A person who spends his wealth in good causes. If we are not spending our wealth, we are stingy, not even zakat, that's not a healthy heart. We are spending, but we're spending in haram, we're spending in extravagance, etc., in wrong things, then that too. But a person who's spending in good causes, masjid, madrasa, orphans, widows, any good cause, are we spending? So, yeah, five, let us give 20 marks for each of the five. And each one of us give our marks that how are we spending? Are we spending in the path of Allah? Are we spending? Is our spending in the path of Allah or not? According to that, we can give our marks. And also, yeah, we should see that the spending of every person is different. A person who is earning 2,000 rand, his 5 rand is also a lot. And a person who's a millionaire, and he gives 10,000, it's also like nothing. So according, let us see what percentage are we spending. We are spending, let us not just be bluffed by the figure that I'm giving 100,000, but of what I've got, how much am I spending from there? Is it 1%? Is it 10%? Is it 20%? How much am I spending? So the first is, are we spending? And are we spending in the right causes? The second, alladhi yurshidu banihi ila al-haq. Those who guide the children towards the truth, towards righteousness. How are we bringing them up? Just today one discussion at home with regard to one girl, a boy who got married, she also went openly speaking to the boy. That is totally wrong. And said the parents didn't teach her. So we say, how can you blame the parents? It's her mistake. You say, no, other girls, they won't. They don't even go in front of other boys. The parents taught them. So how are we bringing up our children? How are we training them? What education are we giving them? School education, university, we're spending how much money? But are we giving them dini education? Are we giving them dini knowledge? Making them conscious of their duties to Allah Ta'ala, etc. So give ourselves out of 20 marks for that point also. The third tafsir, ye dono tafsir, yawma la yanfa'u malu wala banoon ke pesh nazar, is rabta kum malhoos rakhte huye ki gaye. What a great mufassir. He saw in the ayat Allah wrote first, yawma la yanfa'u mal. So he made tafsir of mal. Wala banoon, and then he made tafsir of banoon. What a mufassir. How he kept the Quran Sharif in mind and made tafsir. The third tafsir, الذي يكون خاليا من الأقايد الباطلة أي من الكفر والشرك والبدعة. That the heart is pure from wrong beliefs like kufr, and today kufr, shirk and bid'at. Today we have to be very careful. Shiism, Qadianism, Salafism is coming in full force all around us. So a person must be very careful. Bid'at also is creeping into the people, and all types of bid'at. One is where you go to the one extreme and you, for example, go to the grave, worship the grave, and on the other side where you totally deny even the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive in his qabr. So both extremes there are. So a person must be saved. And superstition. Yeah, lot of superstition with regard to jadu carries on, with regard to jinnat, etc. All these things, our hearts clear of that. Give ourselves marks out of 20 on that also, that how much our hearts clear, how much doubt that we have about life of the qabr, about akhirat, sometimes doubts about Allah also. Until a person doesn't make a proper effort and full conviction on Allah does not come, these doubts exist in a person. So we should give our marks on ourselves marks there. Fourthly, الذي يكون خاليا من الشهوات التي تؤدي إلى النار. That the heart must be pure from overdosage, over limit of lust, which takes a person to haram. So from there we gather, you must have desire and lust. Otherwise you won't fulfill your wife's needs also. So you must have, but over the limit, and it's taking you to haram. All the time you're thinking of evil, you're thinking of other women, you're planning to go out with other women, all that, then again, there also, that is not a healthy heart. And all this treatment can be taken, and the heart can be made healthy, and you get saved. And when a person gets saved from a disease, how nice he feels. Like, for example, a person, high blood is got. Now, all the time, headaches he's got, all the time, he's feeling hot in his body, but when he's good, now treatment he takes, now he feels nice. No headache. I feel so relieved. He feels so. So when we get freed from spiritual diseases, wallah, we'll also feel very comfortable. And as long as the disease is there, we worse than a headache and migraine and all this, it's worse than that also. And the fifth is قال سفيان الذي ليس فيه غير الله, that no one and nothing besides Allah be in the heart. That is a قلب سليم. That a person, only Allah is in his heart. Keep your wife close to your body, but in your heart keep only Allah Ta'ala. Keep your million rand check in your pocket right next to your heart, but don't put 1 cent in your heart. Your heart, that is the place for Allah, and a person has to work and make effort that only Allah. You can be the richest man in the world, no problem, but don't let all the dunya be in your heart. Let it be outside of you. And use it, enjoy it, Allah gave it to you, hajjais, halal, no problem. But don't let one bit of it come in your heart. So that is a healthy heart. That a person who spends his wealth in good causes, who guides his children and gives them proper Islamic education and brings them up properly according to Islam, and a person who hasn't got wrong beliefs, superstition, shirk, bid'at, kufr in his heart, a person hasn't got so much lust in his heart, that he is now thinking of evil all the time, and lastly that the heart is only in it, only Allah Ta'ala. So see what marks we get. If we pass, well and good. On the day of Qiyamah, our report will be given, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Yeah, your report, and you can see for yourself. Okay? So let us see what marks we get. If we pass, then, and we get good marks, keep to our diet, keep to our lifestyle. And if we see not, then we have to start going. Perhaps we need medication. Perhaps we even need intervention. Some operation also we need. And we need a change of lifestyle, a change of diet perhaps. Perhaps we need a lot of exercise also. And take it so, if we have a sick heart, what this dunya sickness, too much cholesterol, etc., the most that can happen, a person will die. But if we have a spiritual sick heart, we will die and the disease won't come to an end. The worst effects of it will come out in the qabr. And there no doctor to help us, no spiritual guide, no one to help us. Now is the chance that we take the treatment and correct our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, Ruh ki bimariya aur inka ilaj, Hazrat explains the great position of the lovers of Allah. Perhaps we did this, we'll just repeat it if we did it. That Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, man yartadda minkum an deenihi. That one person, man, who becomes a murtad, gives up his religion from amongst, if anyone, na'udhu billah, Allah protect us, save us all. But if anyone does that, Allah promises, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will very soon bring a nation in place of that one person. So if one person goes out, Allah will bring a whole qawm in return. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. And what is relevant to the subject here is this, that Allah will love them and they will love Allah. And in fact, they will love Allah when Allah loves them. Our love for Allah doesn't start from our side. When Allah loves a person, then that person gets the love of Allah. When a person wants to guide, when Allah wants to guide a person, Allah makes the asbab. He'll meet with a jamaat somewhere, he'll read a kitab, he'll meet with some alim, or anything, Allah will guide him. And many times Allah sends mashayikh to people. There is somebody who is thirsty somewhere, Allah sends a sheikh, Allah sends a jamaat for the thirst of that person, to quench the thirst of that person. So Allah makes the intizam. And then this person now gets the love of Allah. And if a person has feels, and love is difficult to explain, but everyone knows what is love. And if you feel the love of Allah in your heart, be sure Allah loves you. That is why you are getting the love of Allah. And the greatest way to get the love of Allah, and the sign how much love you have for your Shaykh. The more greater your love you have for your Shaykh, the more your love will be for Allah Ta'ala. So, yeah, it is important, that Hazrat makes the point, that a person who became murtad went out. In contrast to him, Allah brought a nation. And what was the quality of this nation? That they had love of Allah. So Allah shows why a person will go out of the deen if he hasn't got love. You can be a big shaitan, how lot ibadat he made. There isn't a span of earth ground on the earth where he didn't make sajda. Such a great alim also, such great ma'rifat also, but he became a curse and is the worst kafir till the day of Qiyamah. All the guna of kufr on his head, of all the people of the world, what is all because he did not have love of Allah. So love of Allah, on which iman, maut on iman is also guaranteed. And a person won't become a murtad also. All depends. So love of Allah is extremely important. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها. اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة والإيمان. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر وحدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.